Kum landing a black gemara. We're up to the Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Very, very, very late. Says the gemara here. We're up to the second white line. So we're talking about if a person has relations with a harlot, with a zayna, and gives her a present, that present is forbidden to be used on the mizbeach. Look, he walks out on me. And it's forbidden to be used on the mizbeach. But we learned, we're up to here.
Can the person give it to her behalf instead of...
No. But if he had relations and he gave the present a while later, then it's all right. Because we say the two are not connected. But Amin will ask you a question. It says, Bo'olam, it says in Ebraisa, Bo'olam, if you had relations with a Zoyna, you had relations with a Zoyna, v'achekach nosen lo, and then afterwards you gave her a present. It says, De mefeder, shafilu mekan v'achol, shonim es nanosen. Even 3 years later, the present is also. You just said yesterday that if you gave a present, not straight away, but later on, we say that what? We say that not attached. See, clearly it is attached. Depends. If he said he's baili li betleze, if he has relations, he said, this is the sheep that I'm going to give you, he already set it aside, and then it's awesome. Because even though he gave it to a week later, he already connected it. If he says, Tam, I'll give you a sheep, and he gives it to her a while later, then there's no connection, therefore it's not considered a ta'eva. You could bring him as bech. Why, if we say, this is the sheep I'll give you, do we say it's already as if I pay you, and therefore it's aser? But she still doesn't have any ownership yet, so the poil is just not connected to the avera. So we answer, she's not Jewish. Like, can you be Meshicha? So because you're not Jewish, by her, it's not the Meshicha that makes it hers. According to the Shlokish, how is a guy coin it? With money, not with Meshicha. And the money here is the avera they do. So as soon as they do the avera, it's as if, you know, he's paying her with that sheep. Or you boy say Malo Elam is only say, which, yeah. Kodesh Lakish. Allah like Rabbi Yechon. We boy say Malo Elam Bezoina Yisraelis. We're talking about a Yiddish Zoina. A Yiddish Zoina. You're kind of what do you call it? With money, so what happens then? What helps you say zeh? Everything money could go into koy bechatzedah, sitting in her chatzah already. And if he says zeh, this is yours, so therefore it's connected straight away. If he didn't say zeh, it's not connected yet to the aveira, and therefore you can bring in mizbech if you bring it later. Either koy bechatzedah, if it's in the chatzah already, so how come it says bole if they had relations? V'achikach noslan, afterwards he gave it to her. If it's in the chatzah, it became hers straight away. How can you law? She was kind of straight away. It wasn't afterwards he gave it to her. It was her, yet the Braisa says in the case was afterwards, and yet it's related. It's not afterwards. It's there already. Like Tzicha, the Shavinella Apoiteke. He said to her, Apoiteke is a word which made up Apoitehe Koi. He said to her, I'm going to pay you $100 for this. If I don't pay you, then this is the animal I'll pay you with. So he designated the animal to be like a mashkin, a security Apoiteke. He said to him, if I bring you money by a certain day, fine. Not take this as your gift. Okay, back to our sugya. We started the whole sugya yesterday, that the family of Yana did the right thing. They went to the aniyim. They would buy from the aniyim. There's a lot of fruits there. There's no way they could finish it before Zman Bir, before the time of Shemitah has to be consumed. So they would buy it from them, and they would eat it, and pay them back the following year with other fruits. So this way the poor people have what to eat. The problem is you're not allowed to exchange. You know, anything you exchange Shemitah for takes on all the dinim of Shemitah, which means the new fruit that they gave him also had to be finished before the Zman Bir. So how does that work? So he said the Svara is because the original was no longer around. Because when they gave him the fruits in the 8th year, the 7th year fruit was no longer around, there's nothing to transfer. When do we say that there's a transference of Israno, let's say the Shemitah fruit here, and I swap it for meat, so then now the Isra extends to the meat, because the fruits are also here. But since here the fruits of the 7th year were totally eaten up, by the time these people, the family of Rabbi Yanai, gave the fruits to the 8th year, there was nothing of the original to transfer to this one. So Moshe Rav Shesha, this whole principle, I have a question. A person can say to his donkey rider, and we found out yesterday, this is the most best-paying job that there was, and to his workers, he says the following. L'chugo, v'ichlu bedinazeh. Here, I'm giving you a dollar. Go ahead and eat whatever you want. Tzu'ugo, v'shtu bedinazeh. Go drink whatever you want. Ve'enu chayshish. And we're not worried. Why aren't we worried? That the guy might take the money and spend it on things that he shouldn't spend it on. We're not worried that maybe they're going to buy fruits of shmita with this money from somebody that we can suspect is selling fruits of shmita you're not supposed to, and you're not allowed to be the buyer either, and l'cheder using your money to do something like that. We're not worried. The leimish or ma'isa, nor be worried that maybe they'll buy fruits that you didn't give ma'isa from. So cop that you sort of helped them. You gave them the money to buy food, that there was no ma'isa. It's like gave money to a worker and he went and bought treif. So are you responsible? We're not worried. What do you mean not worried? The leimish or ma'ines, nor be worried if they go ahead and buy nesach and all that. L'cheder, since you gave them the money and then you owe them the money and they use that, yet we don't hold you responsible at all. We'll soon see why. But if he told them, go to the store, go eat whatever you want, and I'll pay the bill. Or go and drink whatever you want, and they might drink yayin nesach. Then if you're paying, you're paying directly to the store as if you're the one who's buying the yayin nesach. You're the one who's buying the maisa. You're the one who's doing all that. Now, the first case, I gave them the money. I finished my business with them. Whatever they do with the money is their choice. I did nothing wrong. But in the second case, I'm the one who's buying the actual tfua, or the actual yayin nesach. A goy yayin nesach makes no difference. And the other one has to be Jewish. And I'm Aretz. But ma'aseh was nothing wrong for a goy. Alma, what does he mean? Kikapora, na l'cheder. Why? Because when he goes to pay the store, it's as if he bought it. But by the time he went to the store to pay it, they already ate it. And you're saying now that the Isur Hano does not get transferred if it's no longer in existence. So let's say they had Yayin Nesach, but there's nothing to pass on to this money. Alma, kikapora, me Isur kikapora, l'cheder, when he's paying me Isur. Is Hachinami over here also? When it comes year 8, kikapora, when the family of the Yanai are paying the Aniyim. With Tvua, me Isur kapora, who cares if the fruits of the 70 are gone, but they're paying for Shemitah. Says the Gemara, no, there's two kinds of payment. Targumot of Chizah, over there, that place where it talks about the store, when you pay directly to the store, it's talking about a store, Hamakifa, that you always buy from and he always lends you the money. Therefore, that store is so convinced that he's going to get paid as soon as this worker said, or as soon as you told the store, you know, you give them food and I'll pay you, it's as if you paid him already, because it's like getting money in the bank. And therefore, that's the problem. Because the Issa was there at the time when they came to collect the food. It's as if you already paid them at the time. The Mishtabele, the Kivin Urchel HaKufi, Konle Dina Gabbe, as if he was already coined the deal by him. So very modest. So what are you telling me? Abel Chen V'nisha Eim HaKifi, but another store that you don't really know, you don't have the relationship. Mutter, it sounds like from here, an ordinary store. By the time I paid the money, it's not as if I paid straight away until I paid it. By the time I paid the money, that food was consumed, no problem. So why do you make a distinction if I gave them the money first or I paid afterwards? Make a distinction, Gufa, if I paid afterwards. Ad Tony, why make a distinction to Ichlu Bedinazeh, go out and eat with us for dinner, or to Vishtu Bedinazeh, Lifnei, we'll list a bit today. In the case where you told them, go ahead in the store and I'll pay the store. Sometimes you're allowed to, sometimes you're not allowed to. Say as follows. Bamedvar Murin, when do we say that you're not allowed to? Bechenveni, Hamakifa, Idemishtabele, because since I always borrow from him and lend from him as a Jesus. So they as if I paid him already, therefore it's also Avachenvenisha ain't makif mutter, but if it's a store that you don't normally let to, then it's mutter, because by the time I'm gonna pay the money, the food is gone. Make a bigger chiddush, number one. Va'oid, number two, the whole svara I don't understand. Chenvenisha ain't makif mila mishtaba, you telling me that what? If a store is prepared to give food trusting that I will pay him, makes a difference if I ever did it before. He's relying on me. I'm like a guarantor, and a guarantor is responsible straight away. If a guy says to his friend, 10 money to the plane, you give $100 to that guy, and all my properties will belong to you. And if he doesn't pay you, I'll pay you. So it's like an adiv. So every person tells a story, you give them food and I'll pay you. He's like a guarantor, and he's responsible straight away. Give you right, little difference. Really, the truth of the matter is, just because he knows that I'm going to pay him, but I didn't pay him yet. So therefore, it doesn't come to us. So how come in the case of the store over here, I tell him, give them the food and I'm going to pay you, you're not allowed to. So how come over here, worried, what's the shot over here? Amar Papa, you know what we're talking about over here? Hegdim lay dinner. Papa says in the case over here where he says, give them food and I'll pay you. The problem is that he gave them money, he prepaid. He says, here, I'm going to give you $100, you feed them, and then afterwards we'll get a cheshbon. So because he prepaid, the money was there already. So the Issa, as soon as every time the guy gives him Yayin Nesach, it comes off his money. So that means his money, the Issa, the Yayin Nesach is transferred to his money. He's buying Yayin Nesach with his money. That's what's from over there. But in case of the Shiva, yeah, no problem. By the time they gave the money of the eighth year, the seventh year food was gone. I said it before of this whole sugi for the position. He says, so, and the Tani, so why does the same question we asked before, similar. Why does the Braisa make a distinction to Uvi Ichlu Tsuvi Shtuv and Ipare and I'll pay Tsuvi Ichlu? What should have said is, instead of saying go eat in the store and then I'll pay, he should have said go eat in the store and then I'll deduct it from what I paid already. And I will make a reckoning with the guy. That's what it should say, because I prepaid.
What's the worker's interest in this technical term as to whether, as far as the worker says, you guys.
No, he, the owner, is saying, I need mechashiv. To the worker. The worker is saying, yeah, you know, he's telling all the workers, go to the store and eat. And he said, and I will pay. What he should have said, but it's not true, he paid already. He should have said, it's a lie. He said, I go to eat in the store and I'll take care of it.
Yeah, but the point is, as far as the worker is concerned, it's a technical detail as to whether.
Okay, but I'm saying the way it sounds like, you're right. So maybe that's what we're saying. I'm like, tini tzuv ani mechashiv. You want to be technical, so he taka said that. Or that's what he meant to say. Maybe because that's what he meant to say. Rav Ashi said, I'll give you another answer. Okay, going for example, Shenotul Menasim Biyad. You know why it's also over there? You're right. Once the Issa is expired, there's no transfer. You know why it's also there? Because he stood there in the store and he gave it. Said, what do you want? Okay, and he gave it to them. Shenotul Menasim Biyad. So what do you tell me? That if he wasn't there in the store and he said, go to the store and buy whatever you want and then I'll pay, you're allowed to. Even they buy teref and all these other things, the ayin nesach. But if the problem is only if he stands there. So why do you have to introduce two uvi ichlu tzuvi shtu? Make a difference here. Yoch, he had a tony, two uvi ichlu tzuvi shtu. He should have said, tluva ichlu, okay, I guess be pedantic. Tluva ichlu, tluva shtu. He should say, hey, take. He said, you should have said to the coming store and take, because I'm going to give you. In other words, Lav Davka would change the words of Raisa. They were saying that's what he meant when he says, come and take. If he says, go and eat, he meant from me. That's right, exactly. He's not going to the details. Yosef, Rav Nachman, Ula, Vavim, Bar Papi, Rav Nachman, and Ula, Vavim, Papi were sitting there. Yosef, Rav Chia, Bar Ami, Gabay, Yur Chia, were sitting there. The Yosri Kaboilu, they were asking him, what about Sochre Lishber B'yayin Esamau? Interesting, Shaila. What happens if he was hired? We said before, you're not allowed to get paid for Avodah Zarah, you're not get paid for Yayin, right? You're not get paid for these things. We're very machmir. What happens if he was hired to break an Avodah Zarah? Yeah, wonderful thing. What's the problem? The problem is, if I was hired to break an Avodah Zarah, then I want to make sure that nobody else breaks the Avodah Zarah until I get there. I want to get paid. So I want the Avodah Zarah to last for a couple of minutes. Is that a problem? I want the Avodah Zarah to last till I break it. Says the Gemara, we say keeping the rights of Bekiyuma, he wants the Avodah Zarah to last for a while till he gets to it. Also,
when you've been given the job of breaking it, maybe nobody else knows that you're
it's irrelevant. But in theory, you want to make sure that it's intact. If it breaks on its own, I have no panasa. So I want the Avodah Zarah to be good and strong. And the longer it takes me to break it, the more money I get. Since he was hired to remove an abomination. Good. Aram Nachman, Yishboy v'tavle bracha. He's passed straight away. Let him go break it, and good on him. So you lame say, I bring a raya what? That even those rights of Bikiyuma, when you're not allowed to, since it's ultimately the purpose is to break it, it's all right. I bring a raya. Ain't oided in imay v'chav m'klayim. You're not allowed to work and climb. You're not allowed to dig with a goy and klayim. I will oike imay. But if a goy hires you to uproot the climb, you're allowed to. Kedei limut is a tifl, to remove tifl. Now, l'chayda, if you're going to, if you want the climb to remain so you can get paid for it. Now, who said it's also to have climb remain? So what, it's also to plan climb. But once climb is there, who said it's also to maintain it? Which, you know, just to make sure it stays. Rabbi Kiva is the one who holds that. And maybe that even according to Rabbi Kiva, he allowed to be hired because ultimately I want to break it. What's the ma'isa? Savrua, we thought, ha'mani Rabbi Kiva, that this follows even Rabbi Kiva, the Amar, ha'mekayim be'klayim loike. If you want climb to exist, you would get malka. The time we learned, ha'menacheish, if somebody weeds out, ha'mechafo, you put dirt over the exposed roots, be'klayim loike, because you're assisting the growth. Rabbi Kiva said, but maintenance is all right. Rabbi Kiva says, af ha'mek, no, but according to Rabbi Chacham, if you put a fence around the tree, then nobody should touch it, that's all right. You're not working, improving the tree. Rabbi Kiva said, no, af ha'mekayim, even if you make a fence around the tree, so make sure they're protected. That's also awesome. My time with Rabbi Akiva is a digression. What's Rabbi Akiva's father? Oh, my cross and pasik. Sotchol, I see klayim. It says you shouldn't plant your field klayim. Ainly elozre planting. Mekayim and not. How do you know that you're not allowed to even maintain it? I'm a loy loy klayim. It says behem dechol lo sabir klayim. It says, and right after it says, sotchol, I see klayim. Because it says klayim. So we dash as well. That, well, it's like two isurim. One is to plant, and one is even to maintain. The ilu lemutet tifla shana. Yet lechayit. This is Rabbi Kiva holds. But if you're hired to destroy it, samach dal rabbi dal on top. If you're hired to destroy it, then it's all right, even though you want it to exist. So, what's the raya? Who told you it's Rabbi Kiva? Maybe hamani rabbanini. Maybe this goes according to rabbanu. There's no isser in wanting to stay. That's why you're allowed to get paid for uprooting it. So according to rabbanu, why do you say you're allowed to get paid? To what? To uproot it. I feel like human amish abadam. You like to get paid to put a fence around it. You like, there's no Easter here. There's another Easter involved there. What he's doing is he's working for gratis, for no money. And what's the problem with that? We learned that you're not, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to work for a guy for nothing. You're not allowed to give them a present. You're not allowed to give them a matnas chinim. You're not allowed to do anything for a guy for free. So therefore, Rabbi Yehudi, and the chiddush is that even though you're not allowed to give him a gift, but if you're doing it in order to remove klayim from the world, you're allowed to. Interesting. It's an issa to give a goy a gift, but to remove klayim from the world, to help a goy out, to remove klayim, because the klayim itself is an abomination, we're allowed to. But Rabbi Yehudi, Nishu, Rabbi Kiva, so you might ask back, okay, so what do you help? The moment you tell me you're allowed to work, you're allowed to be over an aveda to remove a tifla. So also, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's an aveda to maintain. That's right. So, according to Giva holds, it's an Easter to maintain the tree. You should be able to do it. You'd be hired, even though you want the tree to last till you get there, because you're allowed to do a little Aveda in order to do this mitzvah. But Rabbi Yehuda Nishma, Rabbi Kiva, Lav, and more explains. Lav, but Rabbi Yehuda said, also, give a gift gratis. And yet, Aval Mutte Tifla Shapidami, you're allowed to do it in order to remove the Aveda Zara. Nu Rabbi Kiva Nami. Avagav Dom Rabbi Kiva, Makai, 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 the Sulay Midi, this ends our discussion. This ends our discussion. Says Gemara, okay, we finished all discussion, but basically the final Mayani did the right thing. Hadu Yasu be sat to Kabaila, the Babichom, Yavichom, Mahu. What about the money of Avodah Zarah? We learned before, like, that Vahayis, Ahoya Kechelim Kamayu, that anything that emanates from Avodah Zarah is Asr. What about by a Goy? If a Goy has money of Avodah Zarah, is it Asr or not? Me toifeses domer biyad oivik chomelah. You say a Goy also, if he has Avodah Zarah and he swaps it for money, that money now becomes, retains the Isur Avodah Zarah or not? Omar Rav Nachman said, "Mistaber, it makes sense. The may Avodah Kechavim biyad oivik Kechavim, but it makes the sense that the money of a goy should buy a goy should remain mutter. Because this pasuk by Yisur Chen Kamayu is by Yidden, not by Noach. So by Yidden, we have a special pasuk that the Isur Hanar from the Avodah Zarah gets transferred to the money, but not by a goy." And we already had the Gemara before Mefedesh much earlier that it does, and Tesis over there already explains the chilek between Avodah Zarah and Takrevis Avodah Zarah. When the Gemara over there said that the money by a goy also is usher, we're talking about the Takrevis Avodah Zarah. You're being makir to Avodah Zarah, then it gets transferred. Not by a. Okay, so right. Medahanu, and how do I know this? How do I know that the Avodah Zarah money, but if a goy sells Avodah Zarah makes money, that's mutter. Medahanu, the also the kame de rabba barabu, came for rabba bu, amalu, zilu, zavinu, kol madis. A guy came for rabba, he wanted to become a ger. So he said, look, I'm going to give some advice. Before you become Jewish, sell all your yayin esach, sell all your stam yayinim, zilu, zavinu, kol madis, sell all your Avodah Zarahs. And then, when you become a yid, you're allowed to use that money. So clear from here that the money by Avodah Zarah by a guy is mutter. If the money of Avodah Zarah is also by a guy, then when he becomes Jewish, he can't use the money either. He told him, sell it all, because as a guy, the money is mutter, and then you become a Jew, you have mutter to get money. The sui guy, then become a guy. My time, what's the possible reason? Mishum de Kasavari holds. That the money of Avodah Zarah and Avodah Zarah is mutter. Says the Gemara. The Dilma shiny hustle, maybe there's different. Kivun the daitil yudavata butlin. No, maybe a goy is Avodah Zarah also hustle. You know why there's mutter? Because he's becoming Jewish, what does that mean? He doesn't believe in Avodah Zarah anymore. He cancels. So the money that he has is not for Avodah Zarah money. So the question that bothered me was then Lechayda, why does he have to sell it as a goy? Why don't we say that every ger, when he becomes a yid, all of his Avodah Zarahs obviously are no longer Avodah Zarahs because he's mevatel, he's becoming a yid, and then sell it when he became a yid? Because he's allowed to sell, it's no longer Avodah Zarah. Why do you have to dafka do it, sell it when he was a goy? I don't know. Ella Mahocha.
Very expensive sort of pieces.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. So why do you have to sell it while he's a goy? He can sell it while he's a yid. Once he's the etzim in of gaydus means he doesn't believe in Avodah Zarah anymore. He's a vatlit.
When he's a yid, he's getting a
knot. Yeah, but it's no longer Avodah Zarah. The whole point is that's no longer Avodah Zarah.
So what's the benefit of holding on to it?
None of it makes no difference. He didn't have to give him this advice. He could give him this advice afterwards. Ella mahacha from here, Yisrael shahaya noisha ba'ayvik achavi mana. If a yid lent goy $100, umachar avoydes kachavim behavel, and the goy went ahead and sold his avoydes order and brought the money to the yid. Yayin nesach, he sold his yayin nesach behavel, brought it to the yid. Mutter, the yid is allowed to keep it. Why is the yid allowed to keep it? Only one possible cheshbon. The other guy sold it because he needed the money. So he wasn't mevatlet because he sold to another guy who believes in avodah zarah. And yet the Eid is allowed to keep the money. So raya, the money of avodah zarah in the hands of a guy is mutter. Avalim omalai, he tells the Eid, hamtingly wait, ach emkabilcham, wait till I sell this avodah zarah. But avilcha, bring you the money. Or yai, you know, he expressly tells the Eid, I'm using this avodah zarah to pay you back. Or yai nesach, v'avilch, asas asas. Now, the chayla maishno reit maishno seif, if we're just telling me right now, the money of avodah zarah is all right, what's the chilek if he tells him before and doesn't tell him beforehand? I'm going to say, seif him, shun havalik, he reitzi b'kiyumai. The problem with the seif is that if you know that he's going to sell the resort, that's what you're getting paid for him. What are you hoping and praying? That he'll get a good price for it, and that it doesn't fall down and breaks in a million pieces, and he'll have no money anymore. So there's Reit Zibik Yumai. And there's no, and you're not getting rid of it as only like at the top of the page. Should have the Reit Zibik Yumai. Freddy Gimara, Vichy Reit Zibik Yumai, Guy Gavna, Miyasa. This is called Reit Zibik Yumai. Is if I want it by me, but if I want it by you, what's the Reit Zibik Yumai here? But now we learn, Ger Va'ovig Chav, my Ger and a guy, two brothers, one became Jewish and one didn't, and the father died, left the whole Yerusha Vavid Zorah. What do you do? How do you, the Eid can't have any avodah zarah. How does he divide the Yerusha? She Yoshua Avi and Oyver Gacham, the Yash and the father Goy. It's Geir Yochel Loimle. Before they divide, they split, the Geir can say to the Goy, you keep all the avodah zarah and I'll keep the good stuff. It's not like I'm getting any hand off from avodah zarah because we're splitting it. This is always mine and that's always yours. Tul Ata avodah chavi vani moi. You take the result, I'll take the money. Tul Ata Yai Nesach vani paid it. But what im Mishabosh get if after they divided it, you know, they just split right down the middle. Now the Geir goes through everything he has, suddenly he has a result, he says to his brother, let's swap. That's already having anah from avodah zarah that you're not allowed to. Osir. So we see Cleveland here. Yeah. Now Luchayda the Eid wants the Goyish avodah zarah to remain intact till they make the Yerusha. So we see there's no problem. That's not called Reit Zibik Yumai if I want it to exist for you. Omar Abba Barul Maslisin. You know, maybe we'll stop here tomorrow.